morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've had some cooler temperatures the past week or so, following the very warm temperatures we had earlier this spring. All of that has left some of the plants in our yard and garden feeling a little bit confused about whether or not it's actually spring. If you had a couple plants in your yard that started to show signs of budding or flowering and then were clipped by some cooler weather this week, you may be wondering whether or not they will recover. Apple trees are one example of a flowering fruit tree. Freezing temperatures may have damaged flowers on apple and other fruit trees. If the flowers were damaged, this year's fruit crop may be smaller than normal. Extent of damage will be determined by the stage of the plant development that was in as the freeze occurred and the temperature or how cold it actually got. If your apples were in bloom or petal drop stage, temperatures of 28 degrees or below will kill approximately 10% of the flowers on the apple tree. Temperatures 25 or below will kill approximately 90% of the flowers and fruits on apple trees. Similar losses would occur on pear and tart or sour cherry trees. So it depends on where you were located, what temperature it actually got down to, how cold it got, and also whether or not your fruit trees were in bloom. We also have some deciduous trees that may have potentially been damaged, depending again on the temperature and how long it stayed cold. Newly emerged tree and shrub foliage is susceptible to damage from below freezing temperatures. New growth on many trees and shrubs can tolerate temperatures in the low 30s and maybe even the upper 20s, but freeze damage will most likely be occurring when temperatures drop in the mid-20s or below. Symptoms of freeze damage on deciduous trees would include shriveling and browning or blackening of the damaged tissue. The damaged growth will become limp and drop from the tree or shrub. Fortunately, most trees and shrubs do have the ability to leaf out again if the initial growth is damaged or destroyed. They would only suffer a temporary setback. Healthy, well-established trees and shrubs should produce additional growth within a few weeks. But make sure that if you do have any trees that were damaged and did lose some growth, they may be a little bit disadvantaged, so take some good care of them the rest of the year. Make sure you're watering them during dry periods. And that should help aid in the recovery of those trees and shrubs, especially if they've been planted within the past 2 or 3 years. If you had rhubarb that has been exposed, like several people that I know of, well, keep in mind, first of all, that rhubarb is a fairly tough plant, so temperatures in the upper 20s or low 30s usually will cause little or no damage. If you get a hard freeze, that would be temperatures in the mid-20s or lower, you may cause some damage, but rhubarb damaged by freezing temperatures will have black shriveled leaves. It's pretty easy to identify. It's safe to harvest any rhubarb if the plants show no signs of damage within a couple days after the freezing event. If you do have some damaged rhubarb stalks, you should pull them and discard them, and any new stalks that emerge after the freeze would be perfectly safe to harvest and eat. As we look at the ISU Extension Garden Calendar, some things to keep in mind for the second half of April. Now would be a good time to aerate your lawn if it needs it. Also, beginning next week, you can start planting your pansies outside, either in beds or containers. Dividing perennials is a good thing to do this time of year as the new growth begins to emerge. And don't forget, next Friday, the 27th, is Arbor Day. So if you want to plant a tree in honor of Arbor Day, it's a good time to do that. And also, late April is a good time to repot any houseplants that need larger containers, as houseplants begin to get into the growth stage of their life cycle again. Something else good to do this time of year is planting raspberries. Raspberries can be planted anytime from late March all the way through April, if you have the dormant bare root raspberry plants. If you do purchase them and you can't plant them right away, make sure to moisten the packing material around the roots of the raspberry plants and store them in a cool location, such as a garage or cellar. When you get ready to plant them, remove them from storage, soak them in water, and then set them slightly deeper in the soil than they were kept at the nursery. Plant yellow and red raspberries a couple inches deeper, while black and purple raspberries should be planted 1 inch deeper than were previously grown. You want to dig a hole slightly larger than the spread of the plant's root system. Position the plant in the center of the hole. Spread out the roots, then backfill with soil. Water thoroughly, and then prune back the canes, leaving a maximum 2 to 3 inches above the soil. If you're wondering where to plant your raspberries, they're adaptable to a wide range of soil types, but they grow best in well-drained, fertile soils with a pH of 6 to 6.8. They grow poorly if you have heavy clay soils or poorly drained soils, and they're more susceptible to diseases if kept in wet, poorly drained soils. If you have poorly drained soils, you can improve them by incorporating well-rotted barnyard manure or compost, and you can also try planting them in raised beds to improve the drainage. When you're selecting a planting site, also choose an area that receives full sun, should receive at least 6 hours of sun each day, so avoid shady areas near large trees or shrubs, and avoid areas that are heavily infested with perennial weeds, such as quackgrass, which are extremely difficult to control in raspberry plantings. If possible, you also want to remove all wild brambles near the site to prevent any virus spreads close to your raspberry planting. For more questions on this or any garden topics, give us a call or stop by the Extension office. Till next week, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.